Around the world, most people know what happened in Hiroshima, but even though the horrific nuclear bomb was dropped here almost 78 years ago, visiting for the first time is a deeply moving experience. And it's humbling to meet survivors like 90-year-old Sade Kazuyoka. Both her parents died. She showed me a picture drawn from her recollections, showing the last moments of her badly burned father. And she recalled what happened at 8:15 in the morning on the 6th of August 1945.
When I finished my chores in the morning, I saw this beautiful bright light in front of my eyes. It looked like the first sunrise of the year, a beautiful orange light. And while I was starting to wonder what it was, the front window exploded. I was hit by broken glass and pushed towards the wall by the power of the blast. I didn't understand what had happened. That's how it all started.
Up to 135,000 people died in this city. A further 60 to 80,000 were killed when a second bomb was dropped 3 days later on Nagasaki. In 1945, Toshiko Tanaka, who lost both of her parents and many other family members, was just 6 years old. She has this message for the G7.
I want them to really pay attention to what happens when you use a nuclear weapon. There is a war in Ukraine now, and this summit should not be a place where you make military preparations. In Hiroshima, we have experienced a nuclear bomb firsthand. This meeting should be a place where they find a way towards peace.
With them and to listen to Daniel Hoekstra is the acting director of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, which won the Nobel Peace Prize 5 years ago.
The G7 summit is taking place in the context of a brutal invasion of Ukraine by Russia, when nuclear threats are kind of used as nuclear blackmail in that context. They say that the risks of the use of nuclear weapons are the highest they've been since the 1980s, probably. So what we really need to see from the G7 leaders is leadership.
The survivors are all now elderly, and in a matter of years, what happened here, one of the worst things mankind has ever suffered, will pass beyond living memory. It will not, though, and must not, ever be forgotten. The world owes it to this place and its people that the memory is never extinguished. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Hiroshima.